One can imagine the evil grin sported by Satan while he watches in devilish glee the anti-God activities he has spawned among mankind. And now that grin must have turned into a full-blown wicked smile, when, exactly as he no doubt planned, one of his most successful acts of convincing certain elements within mankind to go counter to God's divine order has resulted in the ultimate insult to the Almighty. By this, I mean that in America, the current President of the United States, having instituted an executive order to validate the anti-God trans movement several years ago, perhaps even though unwittingly, fulfilled Lucifer's evil goal. I refer to seeing to it that the validation of this insanity fell on heaven's and earth's most holy day this March 31st. Biden's declaration was issued in 2021, validating the Transgender Day of Visibility, which trans activists have been celebrating since March 31, 2014. Biden's proclamation reads in part, "Now, therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31, 2024, as Transgender Day of Visibility. I call upon all Americans to join us in lifting up the lives and voices of transgender people throughout our nation and to work toward eliminating violence and discrimination based on gender identity. It is no mere coincidence, in my opinion, that the day of this anti-God day of celebration and our Lord's Resurrection Day coincided in this year of 2024. At the time when all signals of the coming tribulation seem in view, the devil has convinced much of America's populace that the individual has the right to be whatsoever gender he or she wishes. They are not confined, Satan at first whispered and now shouts, to the sex printed on their birth certificate. And this president is complicit, whether wittingly or unwittingly, in Satan's continuing war against God and his divine order of creation. This, the falling of the so-called Transgender Day of Visibility on the day Christians celebrate the day our Lord resurrected to life from the grave, is a slap to God's holy face. God's offering of his Son Jesus Christ on the cruel cross at Calvary for lost mankind being met with this vicious rebuff through Satan's corruption will not be met with heaven's gentleness. There will be a price of enormous divine retribution. That retribution is building and will eventuate in the worst time of all human existence, according to the Lord Jesus, Matthew chapter 24 verse 21. The tribulation is on the very verge of being ignited, if the signals coming from every quarter and signs we can see across the prophetic horizon are indeed indicators of things to come. The following further speaks to this abominable anti-God celebration Satan has foisted and tells of the pushback against it. The White House has released a statement celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility, which President Joe Biden proclaimed in 2021 as March 31st and which has been celebrated by activists on this day since 2014 after this individual founded and organized it. And where Easter is typically held the first Sunday after the full moon occurs on or after the spring equinox, while Transgender Day of Visibility is on the same date each year, many have taken offense to the day's proximity to the Christian holiday. Some comments from this opposition on X. Closing square bracket, they hate us and our Christianity. Declaring Easter to be a Transgender Day of Visibility, translation, they hate you. They hate our children, they hate Christians, they are mocking us. Source. Outrage ensues as Biden celebrates Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter. Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge, RR News, March 31, 2024. I would disagree somewhat with the ex-Twitterers. I don't believe all who have fallen for the trans hysteria are deliberately trying to mock us. But the ultimate effect, thus the punishment that will be meted out at the Great White Throne, is one and the same. There will be great divine retribution for unrepented of sin against God and His order of creation. And how much worse might that retribution be for making such a holiday which Satan has no doubt arranged in his wicked planning? God will wipe the evil smiles from Satan's face and from all who are, in fact, using this and other mockeries against the Lord and all believers in the Lord Jesus. You will want to be at the Bema, judgment seat of Christ, which is for believers only, not the Great White Throne judgment. Here is how to make sure you are in God's family for all eternity. That if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and will believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, Romans chapter 10 verses 9-10. Source, Prophecy Line.